Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things you were told were impossible were, in fact, very much the opposite? Reality is not what you think it is. It's so much more complicated, fascinating, and terrifying than that. We're at the fringes of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
A big sign looms at you. It doesn't look derelict, but it looks like this place could use a little bit of a tidying.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Know? A big sign saying Petrogas.
Cool.
With a strange, weird figurehead behind it of... It doesn't really look like a man. It looks more like someone only knew how to draw a cartoon, but tried to draw a man, lifelike man.
Oh, gosh. As I pull in, like, I'll keep my eyes on it as I drive on. They're like, that's just kind of horrific. Gosh.
There's a car off its wheels on stilts with someone working beneath it. You just see a pair of boots and overalls.
Is this the bottom of a self-service situation or...
You're not sure.
All right. I'll pull up in the car next to a tank and then I'll make to get out of the car.
As you get out of the car, you hear...
Oh, heck.
And six... They don't look like dogs. They look like wolves. Charge your car. They surround it. When one of them leaps up, puts its front paws on the window right next to you and pushes heavily on the door, you don't have a choice. Yeah. The door closes. But it genuinely looks like an actual fucking wolf. It snapping and barking and snarling at you. There's spittle all over the window.
Can I wind down the window just a little inch and be like, hey there, puppy, you're all right. Come on now, you and your brothers. How about you chill out? I gotta get inside. Come on now.
So that'll be Animal Ken. You've got a specialty in dogs, I see.
This fucking situation's made for me. I'm gold.
And I'm gonna make it a composure. Okay. So your composure is 2-1 for Animal Ken, and then another +1 for your specialty in dogs.
You're right there, puppy. That's okay.
3 successes.
I'm just Lenny McBride. Don't even stress. I ain't a threat to you.
The dog puts its snout through the little gap you've made, but you can tell now that it wants to be patted. The dogs have calmed down.
Can I reach around in my car for maybe like an old half-eaten thing of potato chips and feed it one? Here you go.
You can absolutely feed this dog potato chips. The dog eats greedily.
I give him a little potato chip and a little scratch on the nose.
Loxton, get down! The figure that was underneath the car grabs the dog from behind and yanks it off the car. It's a woman with very light blonde hair and striking blue eyes. She looks Nordic in some way. She drags the dog off the car and nearly like half throws it away. The dog runs around the back of the gas station, and then she starts shooing the rest of the pack, and they all run as well.
I'd like to step gingerly out of the car. Hey there, Lenny McBride. Am I Officer Lenny McBride?
You'd be Constable.
Constable. Oh, that's cool. Constable Lenny McBride, how you doing? I got halfway down the highway back there, realized I was out of gas, you know, because it gets cold, so you can't quite see, you know, what your temperature gauge is there. But then I see the little red light, and I think, oh, no, you know, heck, I'm in trouble here. But thank God I got this pamphlet. Some of the guys back at the station, they got me the pamphlet for what's it called now? White Horse. And I saw that this gas station was on the front here, so I came back.
New Carthage.
White Horse is back the way you came. You're right. I'm sorry. New Carthage. But yeah, I'm here now, so I'm kind of looking for some gas. You know, hopefully I can keep on getting to where I need to go.
You imagine she must be fucking freezing. You can see, though, that she's been working underneath a car, and there's like a space heater aimed at the car. But she's wearing those overalls and nothing else. No gloves. She's got those big old boots. And while you're talking, she took out like an oily rag and she's been trying to dry her hands on it during your entire little monologue. Unsuccessfully.
You look like you're freezing though. So like if I can do it. If it's self-service, I can do it myself.
Oh, yes. She takes a step backwards so that she's in the range of the space heater again. No, I can pump your gas for you.
All right, then. Thanks. Thanks a million. Appreciate the heck out of it. I pay you here. Just head inside. Might grab some snacks as well for the road. You know how it is. I fed your dog a potato chip. Hope that's not a problem. Thinking about it now, I don't know what dogs can and can't eat. I had cats growing up, so I never had a dog. Fed it a potato chip. That's not a problem, is it?
No, that's not a problem.
Oh, that's good to hear.
When you started talking about needing gas, she picked up the nozzle and started pumping gas into your car. She leaves the gas pumping unattended and says, oh, yeah, sure, come inside.
Okay, then. Keep an eye on the nozzle in there.
Just steadily going away. It seems fine.
Okay, you sure that's going to be all right there if you're not paying attention to it? I don't want to presume you know your job, but just, you know, I know.
Oh, yeah, she'll be right.
Okie dokie then. All right, let's go inside.
All right, I'm just going to make this transaction quick, I guess.
You walk inside. Behind the counter, there's a really ancient-looking man. Mm-hmm. He is leaning up behind the counter. He's leaning up, staring at a little tiny CRT monitor. Mm-hmm. You're not sure what's on the monitor because it's facing him and away from you, but he does not glance at you as you enter. He is swaddled in so many blankets, he looks three times the size of a regular man. And you can see that he has long, wispy white hair and a big bald patch on his head.
Oh, that's great. What's the selection of candy bars like?
It'd be a lot of strange ones, probably ones that maybe don't even exist anymore. You can pick yourself up so your options are green bar, a nutty delight, as the packet describes. You can have a cowboy. Nougaty!
Nougaty, comma, yeehaw.
Apple turnovers. Apple and chocolate finally at last. And it has an ingredients list, which is just chemicals on the back. You cannot place a single one of them.
That's great. Oh, yeah, I'll grab one of each.
All right.
Put them on the counter. I never seen these bars down where I'm from. Are they regional, or do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, I think the Apple Turnover is only available here up in the north.
Here at this one gas station. It's made by my son.
they look interesting. You would never, don't tell the wife that I'm getting them. That's a lot more candy bars than she normally, you know, lets me have, you know, but she's a darling, really. Okay, so I get these in the gas outside. I'd like to, now that I've been distracted from my reverie about candy bars, see, how's the gas pumping into the car? Is it leaking everywhere?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's still going.
All right, that's good then. Yeah, so...
Peer out the window. Yeah. Maybe one of the dogs has come back. Like, you were shocked before, taken quite aback. It genuinely just looks like a wolf. As it walks over to your car and gives the gas nozzle a sniff.
I never had dogs before. I was just telling the lady outside I had cats growing up. Never had a dog. What kind of... They kind of look like... I don't know, breeds, I guess. But they kind of look like wolves out there.
Oh, yeah. I think some of them are half-wolf.
Ah, that's... Heck, that's interesting. They seem terribly friendly for half-wolves out there. They seem kind as they come. Speaking of which, is there any, like, not dog food, like dog treats or anything? Maybe I buy a bag of potato chips.
You can get pops. They're salt flavored.
Pops, they're salt flavored.
No, it's just, no, that is just, they are salt flavored.
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't say original, it says salt. You can get Yukon's Best. You can get Yukon's Best in light and tangy, salt and vinegar, original, and barbecue. Those are the two options.
I go original. That's less chemicals for the dogs out there. I'll get one of each.
All right.
Pops and Yukon's Best.
All right.
I grab these as well. Okay, there.
Okay. She rings it all up for you. What brings you out this way?
Oh, I'm just heading down to New Carthage, got to meet someone, then heading all the way up to Whitehorse to pick somebody up. It's going to be quite a long trip. Never really up this way that much normally, yeah. Oh,
I would...
Police business, you know how it is.
Yeah. If I were you, I would stay in New Carthage for the next couple of days.
Why do you say that?
She gestures to a newspaper stand, and you turn around. Maybe one of the headlines reads, Hurricane such and such. Mm. To make landfall. That's going to be quite close to here.
You reckon it's going to, you know better than I, you reckon it's going to properly make it here to get out of town?
They say it's not coming this way, but I reckon it is.
Heck, that's a worry. Yeah, I guess I should have checked the weather before coming out. Well, look, thanks for the advice. Yeah, thanks a bunch. I'll let the fella I'm meeting in New Carthage know. And maybe, I mean, it's not my decision. You know, I'm just working for brass upstairs. But I'll certainly let them know, and they can make a decision one way or the other. If it's dangerous, I wouldn't want to go. You know, I got a girl back home, you know, and my wife. And if anything happened to me, well, yeah, gee whiz. All right, well, yeah, thanks for the advice. Much appreciated. Yeah, I hope you get a chance to warm up. Okay, then. And I'll pie and life.
As you're walking back out, she brings the... She finishes up. The pump would actually have stopped on its own. Oh, she pulls it up, closes it all up. Would you like me to, I don't know, clean your windscreen or something?
Heck,
she says.
Sure, yeah, if you'd like, if you're offering. Where are those dogs of yours? Or wolves, or what have you.
She whistles, and there's 10 now instead of 6.
I'd like to squat down and feed them and pat them and give them potato chips.
I'll make that another animal cannon check.
If I get torn to shreds. Oh, God. Rest in peace, lad.
Fuck. So, presents. One for animal can, one for dog specialty. I'm going to give you another +1 because you've already been friendly to them. You know what? Fucking +2. Dogs love some potato chips. Yeah, you feed the dogs. They love it. They're fucking ecstatic. None of them have collars. Oh, they look great. This is just some feral shit going on here.
I'm just happy to pet some dogs. I imagine I've ended up covered in hair, just head to foot. Covered in big wolf hair on my body.
When she shakes your hand and says goodbye, for the first time you notice on her jumpsuit, it says Hazel.
Hazel. All right. Thank you. Thanks a bunch, Hazel. Truly, really appreciate it. See, I saved my bacon out there.
She looks down at your name tag and says, no problem. Squints for a sec.
Lummy?
No problem, Constable McBride. There's like a visible second when she needs to scan your badge.
Don't worry. Call me Len. That's, you know, all my friends call me Len. Call me Len.
Len.
All right, then. Okay, you have an excellent day now. What time is it?
It's probably midday.
Okay. Yeah, I just wasn't sure if to say wish her a happy afternoon or an excellent, you know. Have an excellent day now. I'll hop in the car.
She waves goodbye, and some of the dogs chase after your car. You can see her panicking and trying to get them back under control.
Goodbye now, you little rascals. Could I have bought a newspaper as well?
Yeah, sure, you can buy a newspaper.
All right, I'd like to do my classic trick of distracting myself whilst driving and put out the newspaper up against the steering wheel and kind of half read, half drive.
I'm gonna
My actual radio is broken. Like, my one to communicate is still working, but my one for music and stuff is not working.
I'm gonna do a quick wits comp for you.
Cool.
So wits comp, your wits, sorry, is 4, your composure is 2, so that's a total of 6. Mm-hmm. -1 for driving, -2 for reading a newspaper. In the rear view window, you see Hazel launch herself at one of the dog that got the furthest along, yeah. The dog that is nearly at your car. You see Hazel launch herself at that dog, grab it, hit the snow, and both of them start rolling around together. She doesn't seem like she's in trouble or distress or anything like that. She like comes back up and she's got the dog in like a hearty bear hug. She's just lifting it up and dragging it back to the station. Not to the station, to the the petrol station. Yeah.
You're right.
You're gonna lock it up.
You're gonna wait for a long time, dog. Cool. All right, good. I like the image of newspaper here, so I'm distracted from the front, but I'm also just looking in my rear view mirror. I'm just not paying attention to the road. My God. Cool. All right. Well, I'll that's fine. I'll give a little smile and keep looking and reading the funnies or whatever I'm doing.
You arrive in New Carthage a couple hours later, mm-hmm. and the station is easily the largest. This town, New Carthage, has basically one municipal building.
Okay.
So it's the police station, but it's also the mayor building.
Yeah, sure.
It's the townhouse. It's where they have meetings. It's where everything happens. It's the easily the largest building in town. You pull up into, there's a small car park,
mm-hmm.
and get out of the car.
Oh, what do you call it? There's like a bit of slang for your car. I forget. What is it? It's like car. Fuck it. I lock it up.
And I'll head.
Squad car?
The squad or the.
The squaddy.
I lock the squaddy up. That can't be right. And I'll head inside.
Immediately inside, there's a waiting room with a receptionist. And you can see right behind the receptionist is the large town hall mm-hmm. area where potentially every single person in the town could fit at one time. It's quite a big room, but it doesn't need to be that big a room.
I'd like to walk inside, and then the moment I'm inside, realize I'm covered in snow and be like, whoop, and then step back outside and do a little, you know, like a little shake and dance to get all the snow off me and then come back inside.
I'm going to make you make another wits composure roll. So you got one success with a re-roll. Two successes total. So the way successes work is that I roll a d10. On an 8, a 9, and a 10, you get a success.
Mm-hmm.
And a 10 is not only a success, but it's also a re-roll. So I add another die to the pool and roll that. So you got one success, and then I rolled another die, which was an 8. Two successes total. And you have Trained Observer, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, but that's only Trained Observer with one dot, right?
Yeah.
So you would also get re-rolls on a 9 mm-hmm. for this. That's what Trained Observer does for.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah. Now, as you walked in the first time, and then as you walked in the second time, you spotted someone immediately on your left. He's wearing a big green jacket, and on the side it says New Carthage Police.
Okay.
He has a name tag as well, which you did well enough to clock. Sergeant Hill.
Ah, excellent.
And the second time, he was reading a newspaper. Maybe the same newspaper you were reading. You saw him with it. He has half-moon spectacles, and he had it folded over his lap, and he was doing a crossword on it.
Okay.
Well, that was the first time you came in. The second time you came in, you see he's lowered it, and he's just staring straight at you.
Can I see the crossword he's doing? Did I get any that he is yet to get?
Did you do the crossword while driving?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. I'm going to make that another wits composure roll at a negative one because it's a bit smaller to see. No successes on that one. So you can't, when you've walked back in the second time, you clocked that he was doing it.
Yeah.
But you didn't see anything. Then on the second walk in, he's folded it up so you can't see it at all.
I could barely finish the crossword. How you doing? Len McBride, Constable Len McBride. I'm supposed to meet you here. I think we're heading up to, heck, what's it called? Always forget. White Horse together.
No, White Horse is south, where you came from.
Oh, that's right. Gosh, it's been a long drive. Yeah, how you doing?
Sergeant Hill stands up and shakes your hand. Pleasure, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. You know, a little frazzled, a long drive, you know. But yeah, I'm doing fine. Yeah, nice town. Lovely little town you got here. Like the big room, you know, looks like it could fit everybody if needed. Yeah, that's real nice.
That's good to hear. We're heading west.
Okay, so that's, yeah, I know I'm...
to the border.
Got it now. That's right. We're going to the border. Yeah.
He's, it doesn't seem like he's insulting you. It seems like he's just... It's like the beginnings of a joke.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's banter. I get it.
So big town cop with a small town cop. Yeah,
yeah. I guess so. I wouldn't consider myself a big town cop. You know, I guess. I mean, you know, bigger than this town, but you know, not as big as it. Never been a police officer in a city or anything like that. Heck, I couldn't do that. Couldn't give up. You know, driving the long stretches of highway and road for driving through. You know, little tiny. You know, CBDs and all that busy traffic.
You've been walking. While you're having this conversation,
yeah.
While you're having this conversation, Sergeant Hill has gestured for you two to step back outside.
Cool.
And you're walking back towards your own car.
Cool.
On his way out, actually, he also grabs a second extra large jacket. This one is similarly green to his first one, and it has a big thing on the back that just says police.
Ah, that's great. That's great.
He listens to you very patiently, and if you at any point slow down, he jumps in and does you right back at you.
Oh, that's great. It's
a bit like that. Gosh, did you see, read in the paper about the hurricane?
I did. Yeah, no.
Yeah, they reckon it's going to miss us entirely, though. But, feel it in my bones. I think we're going to cop some of the backdraft. You know what backdraft is, don't you? You're like unlocking the car, getting into the car. Yeah. A lot of people think it only means, they're only talking about fires. But actually, you start the car. It's also for other types of events. Storms can have a backdraft. It's a little bit, just a little, how you going on the way out.
I heard about the hurricane. Met a lady down at the gas station. You know, she had these big dogs.
Ah, the Petrogas.
Yeah, that's the one.
Hazel.
Yeah, Hazel was her name.
Isn't she a good girl?
She's a lovely lady. That's true, you know, and such gorgeous dogs. My gosh.
He laughs. Dogs.
Well, wolves, I suppose, or half wolves.
I don't think they're allowed to have them. I'm not saying nothing, though. You saying anything?
No, I ain't telling nobody.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to get along like a house on fire.
You take out your newspaper, he takes on his. For the next several hours, you chat, you're like six across. He's like, I think six across is Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, let me see if that fits. A-L-B-E-Q-R, how do you spell Albuquerque? I can never remember.
I'm going to make you both make an intelligence academics check. You'll get you have a bonus in history, I'm going to give you that. Both of you make an academics intelligence check to solve this damn crossword. So you got two successes with two rerolls.
I've been trying to solve this crossword since Petra Oil.
Petra Oil? I feel like I've been trying to solve this one since 91.
I have a big belly laugh. This guy's great.
You got four successes total. In the next 3 hours, you solve it.
Ah, that's
You've
great.
Done the crossword.
Gets the crossword done onto the word find.
We can't finish without finishing the word find, can we? He licks his pencil and goes to the newspaper.
What a fucking champion this man is. Cool. Yeah, well, we'll just work on that while we drive, chat away. I ask him about himself, like, you know, how long has he been part of the police force here? How does he find it? Any family? Any kids? Any wife?
He used to work at Bismarck Oil and Coal.
Oh, yeah.
When I was 16, I got my job there.
Oh, yeah.
I've been working on the, I've been working at oil for, I think, 15 years when I got a job on the force. More consistent paycheck, you see.
Yeah, totally understand. Hey, could you explain something to me that's been confusing the heck out of me?
Yeah?
So it's Bismarck oil, but then I don't know how that has anything to do with whaling, which I read in the pamphlet there is, you know, the kind of mainstay of the towns. I just can't quite get those two things to...
Well, I'll tell you what, if that pamphlet says that all we do is whaling, that pamphlet's quite old indeed.
Oh, is that the case?
Yeah, Bismarck oil and coal, and Hill gestures out the side of the... Oh, by the way, you call him Mickey now.
Hopefully he calls me Len. That's,
oh, of course.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
Mickey gestures out the side of the car, and you see this dark, looming presence in the distance. Mm. It looks sinister, almost. It's like a spire stretching up into the sky.
Mm-hmm.
A dark, dark shape. The oil drill, he says. Yeah, we... I don't think whaling has been the primary job around New Carthage since turn of the century, probably. Ever since they put that oil rig in, that's what the town's revolved around.
Is that the case?
Us, though. You have no idea. Consistent. Look, being a cop, it's a little bit more easy going.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was getting older and I had the wife then. We had a couple kids. Wanted to be closer to home. It's a bit of a drive out this way, but tell you what, worth it. Because, I don't know, it's just good.
Oh, yeah.
It's good, hard, honest work, you know?
I getcha. You know, sometimes a town needs revitalizing like that, you know.
Mm.
Totally understand, you know. I grew up, you know, my dad, he was a lumberjack, you know, that's what he did. And then, well, the industry fell apart. They didn't need, you know, people just doing it by themselves anymore. But then, you know, the sawmill came in, you know, big kind of industrial. A lot of people had a problem with it. But, you know, daddy, when he worked there, he learned the machines. And all of a sudden, you know, everybody's
Absolutely.
Getting jobs again. And I got no problem with that kind of thing. You know, you don't want a small town to die. You know, that it can happen. You know, you see ghost towns all over this country because of stuff like that. So heck, you know, if it's got to take, you know, big industry coming in to give that little booster shot, then heck, I'm for it. You know, I'm happy about it.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, then.
I say three. First one's for a yes. Second one's for a definitely. Third one's just because I like you.
I have a big smile and offer him what were the candy bars? Offer him an apple turnover.
Ah, you're a good sport there, Mickey. Apple turnover.
Oh, I can't. I'm watching my cholesterol.
That's such a funny moment. Mickey would be like, oh my God, don't eat that. That's like eating a pounder in one.
The wife won't let me eat candy bars no more.
Oh, she might, mine neither, you know, but what she doesn't know happening on the road, don't hurt her, you know.
Oh.
And then I go back.
For the energy, he says. He starts
it's a
unwrapping
long drive.
It.
Exactly.
For the energy, for the energy. You drive past the old Bismarck oil and coal drill. You don't actually get very close to it. There's at one point a fork in the road, and the sign says, points straight on west.
Mm-hmm.
USA, and off to the right is Bismarck Oil and Coal. So you're driving westward towards Alaska.
Cool.
It takes 6 hours for you to reach the border, and in that time, you and Mickey have had just the best time imaginable.
Absolutely. We've basically kindred spirits, me and Mickey here.
The sun has been down for 2 hours at this point. It's about 7 p.m., when you reach the border and you can see headlights just past a chain link fence.
All right, then. That seemed like the kind of destination we're heading for?
That'd be them.
Okay, then. I'll pull up in the snow, turn the car off, get out. How you doing there?
There are two police officers. Both of them look a little surly. One of them's finishing a cigarette, and the other one is just leaning up against their patrol car.
Hi there. I take my badge out and flash it to them so they know everything's up to code. Constable Lenny McBride here with Sergeant Hill, here for the prisoner swap, fellas.
One of them flashes a badge back at you and hands you just a file with paperwork in it. Anthony, and this is Remy.
Okay, how you doing there, fellas? Hope we're not late. It's a long drive, you know.
He checks his watch an hour.
Oh, heck, I'm sorry about that. You know, guess we just got distracted. I did have to go back for fuel at some point. That probably put us down a little bit. Yeah, but I apologize. Heck, you know, I wish I could have been here on time.
While you talk to Anthony, yeah. Mickey wanders over to Remy and starts talking to Remy. all right, so wits, empathy.
Yep.
You have no empathy, but your wits is 4. You take only a -1 for not having any empathy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a roll of 3.
All right.
And I'll do the same for Mickey. Mickey also gets nothing. All right. You and Mickey have a long chat with Anthony and Remy and do not pick up on any of the hints that they are dropping.
Fantastic.
Eventually, Remy, who right now is being shown Mickey's extended family, pictures of whom he keeps in his wallet.
Fantastic.
Remy slams the top of the patrol car and very angrily growls at both of you. All right.
Oh, gee, okay. Sorry there, fella. Didn't know I was waffling on.
Remy opens the back of the patrol car, and Remy and Anthony take out a very bedraggled-looking man. He's wearing a business suit, presumably the suit that he was wearing the day he came home from work.
Yeah, sure.
And you can see that there's a couple of fleckles of blood on the white shirt. The tie is completely undone and just hanging loosely around his neck. His hair is scruffled and messy, and he has not a 5 o'clock shadow, a 10 o'clock shadow. Right. He's nearly, you would nearly call it a proper beard.
Man.
He's also, like you and Mickey, he has glasses, but the glasses are broken on one side, and he has a big bruise on that side of the face.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he has been manhandled potentially recently.
Okay. All right, then. I'll grab him by the cuffs and the shoulder and put him into our car in the back there.
Remy and Anthony get back into their car without saying a single... Oh, no. As they're leaving, you have the paperwork in your hand. Anthony snatches it from your hand, and Anthony and Remy get back in their patrol car, pull away, and leave.
I turn to Mickey. Heck, we're only an hour late. There's no reason to be so surly about that. Heck, you know.
What's their damn problem?
I know. What are they in such a hurry to do?
You know what they need?
What's that?
I've been hearing about them lately. Yeah. My daughter told me about them.
Okay, what's this?
It's called a Sudoku.
Oh, Sudoku, heck.
You're walking back to the car.
I ain't never heard something like that. It's supposed to relax you? What is it, a kind of meditation-y thing?
It's like meditation, but with like a word find twist.
Oh, all right then. That sounds kind of nice, you know. I can see the point in that.
Mickey, as you're both... Both of the front car doors are open, and you are talking over the top of the car at each other. Mickey looks around conspiratorially like you're being followed or something like that. And he says, I got this for my birthday. My daughter gave it to me. Okay. I got 2 of them.
Okay.
I only need 1. Oh. He pulls out a pocket-sized book that just says on the front, Sudoku's beginning level.
Oh, heck. Well, you know,
he puts it on the top and slides it towards you.
I appreciate the heck out of this, Mickey. I'd like to flip through it and be like, yeah, it looks a bit like a lot of math, but heck, I'm interested in, you know, if it's supposed
keeps
to relax
the old
you.
Noggin.
Exactly. You gotta keep your wits about you.
My dad, my old man,
passed
away Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah. Heck, that's sad. You
it's
know.
Important.
You
it's important.
Keep, absolutely. Absolutely. It's one of my biggest fears, you know, losing my mind and not knowing who everyone is, you know, forgetting the wife. Absolutely. But I appreciate
it. Oh, tell you what. You can forget the wife. That's all right.
You both have
a hearty chuckle.
I have a love, you know, like, no, but I love Becca, you know. I love her, of course.
Becca seems delightful.
Oh, she is.
I'm looking forward to meeting her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you've already discussed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've organized dinner at each other's houses. Cool, I'll hop in the car.
Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.